Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. World's second oldest airline turns 105. Avianca holds the distinction of being the second oldest continuously operating airline in the world, following KLM, and is recognized as the oldest airline in the Western Hemisphere. World's second oldest airline turns 105. Avianca, the oldest airline in the Americas and second oldest air carrier in the world, is turning 105 this month. Known in Spanish as Aerovías del Continente Americano S.A., Airways of the American Continent, Avianca S.A. is the largest airline in Colombia. It has served as the country's flag carrier since December 5, 1919, when it was originally registered under the name SCATA. The airline's registered office is located in Barranquilla, while its global headquarters are situated in Bogota, with El Dorado International Airport serving as its primary hub. Avianca operates as the flagship of a consortium of airlines across the Americas, functioning as a single entity through a code-sharing arrangement. Prior to its merger with TACA in 2010, Avianca was entirely owned by Synergy Group, a South American holding company founded by German Efremovich, which focuses on air transportation. The airline is publicly traded on the Colombia Stock Exchange. Through its predecessor SCATA, Avianca holds the distinction of being the second oldest continuously operating airline in the world, following KLM, and is recognized as the oldest airline in the Western Hemisphere. With an extensive network of routes, the airline reaffirms its dedication to linking the skies of Latin America, thereby solidifying a legacy that has significantly influenced over a century of aviation in the region. Avianca faces direct competition from several airlines, that include Copa Holdings S.A., which operates out of Panama. GOL Lin has Aéreas Inteligentes S.A., a Brazilian airline. Air Panama, another competitor located in Panama. ELSI Peru, an airline based in Peru. LATAM Airlines, which has established a joint venture with Delta Airlines. Additionally, Avianca has formed a partnership with GOL to establish Abra Group, integrating Avianca's extensive network in Colombia, Central America, and Ecuador with GOL's prominent position in Brazil. To celebrate the 105th anniversary of Avianca, the following timeline presents significant milestones that underscore notable events in the airline's history, including historic flights, the conveyance of distinguished individuals, and its extraordinary evolution. 1919, founding of the German Colombian Air Transport Society, SCATA, in Barranquilla. 1920, the first official SCATA flight took place, from Barranquilla to Girardot, using the Junkers F-13 hydroplane Colombia. 1921, SCATA established regular operations between Barranquilla, Girardot, and Neiva. 1922, SCATA's Junkers F-13 Cauca, piloted by von Kroon, completed the first direct 1,200-kilometer flight between Barranquilla and Cali. 1922, SCATA signed a contract with the Colombian government to operate national airmail services. 1923, SCATA transported a shipment of gold and currency from Portobello to Girardot to save the country from bankruptcy. 1924, SCATA operated three regular routes with its hydroplanes, Barranquilla-Girardot, Girardot-Neiva, and Cartagena-Barranquilla-Cienega. 1925, SCATA conducted an exploratory flight from Barranquilla to Palm Beach, the first flight between Latin America and the United States. 1926, SCATA executives, the Bauer brothers and Olea Herrera, continued negotiations in Washington and New York for permanent landing rights in the Panama Canal Zone. In 1928, SCATA launched its inaugural international route connecting Barranquilla and Guayaquil. In 1929, the Sikorsky S-38, commonly referred to as amphibians, was added to SCATA's fleet, enhancing aviation operations along the Magdalena River. The year 1930 saw the inauguration of Techo Airport, which served as a hub for hydroplanes arriving from Flans to Barranquilla. In 1931, SCATA initiated mail services linking Bogota and New York. By 1932, SCATA was designated as the official airmail agency in Colombia and provided support to the Colombian Army during the Colombian-Peruvian War. In 1935, the first ticket for the Barranquilla-Cartagena route was issued by SCADTA. The year 1937 marked the acquisition of the Conquerors, a fleet of 10 Boeing 247D aircraft featuring retractable wheels and twin engines, each capable of accommodating 10 passengers. In 1939, SCADTA merged with the Colombian Air Service, SACO, resulting in the formation of Aerovías Nacionales de Colombia S.A., known as Avianca. The Douglas DC-3 aircraft joined Avianca's fleet in 1940, allowing for expanded routes to Colombia's eastern plains and the Amazon region. In 1946, Avianca introduced cabin crew service, now recognized as flight attendants, responsible for serving meals, providing first aid, and distributing earplugs or chewing gum. Also in 1946, Avianca conducted its first exploratory flight to Europe, traveling from Bogota to London. 1947, Avianca launched its inaugural regular service to the United States with a weekly flight named El Colombiano, connecting Bogota, Barranquilla, and Miami. 1948, the airline established Aerotaxi, a subsidiary designed to provide air travel to Colombia's most isolated regions. 1949, Avianca expanded the El Colombiano route to include New York City. 1950, in response to the high demand from pilgrims for the Jubilee proclaimed by Pope Pius XII, Avianca arranged flights to Rome. 1951, the introduction of the Lockheed L-749 Constellation to Avianca's fleet marked the addition of the airline's first pressurized aircraft, enhancing its long-haul capabilities. 1952, Avianca launched the Ruana Rojas service on its Lockheed Constellation flights, which became known for its onboard dining experience and unique flight attendant uniforms. 1954, the airline modified its European routes to align with the capabilities of the Lockheed Constellation, enabling service to cities such as Lisbon, Paris, and Frankfurt. 1956, Avianca facilitated the transportation of 32 Colombian athletes to the Olympic Games held in Melbourne. 1959, the inauguration of El Dorado International Airport marked Colombia's most ambitious infrastructure project. 1960, Avianca became the first airline to operate the Boeing 707-120 jet. In 1961, the airline expanded its fleet with the addition of the 720B, which was the first aircraft procured directly from the manufacturer. 1964, the airline's first jet, a Boeing Trijet 727, made its inaugural landing in Medellin. 1965, Avianca facilitated the travel of renowned French actress Brigitte Bardot, who made a stop in Bogota en route to Mexico for the filming of Viva Maria. 1966, the introduction of the 727-100 marked Avianca's entry into jet travel, enhancing comfort and speed for both domestic and international short and medium-haul routes. 1968, during his visit to Colombia, Avianca provided transportation for Pope Paul VI, marking the first papal visit to a country in Latin America. 1969, in celebration of the Apollo 11 moon landing, Avianca featured a commemorative cover story in its magazine, Apuntes de Abordo. 1969, the Avianca building, recognized as Colombia's first skyscraper, was officially opened. 1969, Avianca marked its 50th anniversary by refreshing its corporate identity and repainting its aircraft in red. 1970, the airline organized its inaugural excursion to the Soviet Union. 1971, Avianca launched its first flight connecting Colombia to Switzerland. 1972, Avianca operated a fleet of 33 aircraft, successfully transporting 75% of the nation's passengers, amounting to a total of 1,841,000 individuals. 1974, the airline upgraded its fleet for short-haul operations by incorporating Hawker Siddeley HS-748, also known as Avro 748, aircraft. 1976, Avianca commenced domestic demonstration flights utilizing the Boeing 747, recognized as the world's largest airplane, commonly referred to as the jumbo jet. 1979, the airline welcomed the negative 2,300 Hong Kong dollars, a Boeing 747-200B, which was named Cartagena de Indias. 1981, Avianca initiated the construction of the Puente Aéreo Terminal in Bogotá, collaborating with civil aviation authorities. 1986, Pope John Paul II arrived in Colombia aboard an Avianca flight, with the airline facilitating his travel to Cali, Medellin, Popayan, Barranquilla, Cartagena, and Pereira. 1990, Avianca began the process of fleet renewal by acquiring two Boeing 767-200ER aircraft. 1992, the airline expanded its fleet with the addition of 11 MD-83s and two Boeing 757-200s, enhancing its capabilities in short-haul, high-frequency routes. 1992, Avianca introduced the Avianca Plus program, designed to reward its frequent flyers. 1993, with the introduction of the Fokker 50, Avianca made a significant investment in the secondary routes market within Colombia. 1994, Avianca established a strategic partnership with SAM and Helical SA, leading to the formation of the Avianca system. 1996, the Ministry of Communications granted Avianca a license for specialized courier transport, marking the inception of DEPRISA. 1998, Avianca established Bogotá as its central hub, providing 6,000 weekly flight connections. 2002, Avianca became a member of the SUM Alliance, collaborating with ACES and SAM Airlines. 2005, Avianca unveiled a new corporate identity featuring a condor designed with three distinct colors and officially adopted the name Aerovias del Continente Americano S.A., Avianca. 2006, during his Latin American tour, Avianca facilitated the visit of the Dalai Lama, the 1989 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, to Bogotá, where he delivered lectures on fostering inner peace. 2006, the Banco de Miles, Miles Bank, initiative was introduced, allowing miles to be donated by Avianca and its loyal customers. 2007, Avianca ordered 57 new Airbus aircraft, comprising 47 A320s and 10 A330-200s, marking the beginning of a fleet modernization initiative. 2008, Avianca purchased 100% of Transportes Aéreos Mercantiles Panamericanos, known as Tampa Cargo, for $35 million. 2009, the Avianca Administrative Center, CAV, was inaugurated in Bogotá, showcasing advanced technological innovations focused on energy efficiency and environmental sustainability. 2010, the merger between Avianca and TACA, Transportes Aéreos del Continente Americano, was completed. 2011, Life Miles was established, merging the frequent flyer programs Avianca Plus and TACA Distancia. 2012, Avianca announced its entry into Star Alliance, the largest global airline network. In 2013, Avianca made its debut on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AVH, marking it as the third Colombian-owned enterprise to achieve this milestone. In 2014, after a hiatus of 13 years, Avianca reinstated its direct service to England, offering a non-stop flight connecting Bogotá and London. That same year, Avianca was designated as the official airline for the Colombian national soccer team during its notable participation in the FIFA World Cup held in Brazil. Additionally, in 2014, Avianca welcomed its inaugural Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner, the most advanced aircraft in its fleet. In 2016, Avianca launched its maintenance, repair, and overhaul (MRO) facility located in Rio Negro. By 2019, Avianca Holdings achieved a significant milestone, surpassing 30 million passengers annually for the first time in its history. In the same year, Avianca had the honor of transporting Pope Francis from Panama to Rome. Avianca also introduced a new fare model for domestic flights in 2019. Furthermore, in 2019, Avianca commenced its daycare operation in Bogotá, a result of its collaboration with Compensar. The year 2019 marked a significant celebration for Avianca as it commemorated its 100th anniversary, reflecting a century of contributions to aviation. In 2021, Avianca unveiled an aircraft featuring an exterior design inspired by Disney's film Encanto. That year, Avianca became the first airline in South America to implement the IATA Travel Pass. Moreover, Avianca and its mobile application demonstrated their dedication to improving the digital experience and self-service options for travelers. In 2022, Avianca, in collaboration with the UK Embassy in Colombia, commemorated the initiation of the first visa-free flight to London. In the same year, Avianca announced its expansion into Manaus, Belo Horizonte, and Boston, along with the introduction of 4 new routes available for booking. In 2023, Avianca launched the All Giving Everything campaign, honoring its 12,000 employees while presenting its operational and service achievements. Moody's upgraded Avianca's credit rating from B3 to B2 in 2023, attributing the improvement to the effective implementation of its business strategy. In a historic move, Avianca invested $473 million in Colombia in 2023, marking the largest investment in the company's history to enhance regional connectivity. The year 2023 also saw the unveiling of Avianca's new brand under the slogan "The Sky Belongs to Everyone," alongside the results of its transformation efforts. For the first time, Avianca graduated an all-female pilot class in 2023 and initiated a scholarship program aimed at supporting women pilots in Colombia. Avianca resumed its operations on the Bogotá-Caracas route in 2023. The airline also promoted business growth by featuring 3 Colombian brands at an altitude of 36,000 feet in 2023. Avianca and Ernesto Cortizas Airport celebrated the milestone of serving their 3 millionth passenger of the year in 2023. In 2024, Avianca was honored as the most punctual airline in the world for the year 2023. Colombia achieved a significant milestone in 2024 by welcoming its 5.5 millionth tourist, who was transported by Avianca. In 2024, Avianca strengthened ties between Colombia and Canada by launching ticket sales for the new Bogotá-Montreal route. In 2024, Avianca received recognition from the Carbon Disclosure Project for its commitment to transparency and environmental sustainability. In 2024, women comprised over 40% of Avianca's workforce, with more than 400 individuals holding leadership roles. In 2024, Avianca achieved a 26% reduction in CO2 emissions per passenger compared to its operations in 2019. In 2024, Avianca introduced new routes linking Medellín with Buenos Aires, Santiago, and Lima. In 2024, Avianca was designated as the official airline for the Olympic Committees of Colombia, Ecuador, and El Salvador. In 2024, Avianca launched a new direct route from Bogotá to Paris, enhancing connectivity between Latin America and Europe. In 2024, Avianca revealed a newly designed aircraft livery that pays tribute to the Olympic Committees of Colombia, Ecuador, and El Salvador. In 2024, Avianca enhanced its business class service for flights to Europe and the Americas. In 2024, Avianca resumed operations to Cuba with a direct flight from Bogotá. In 2024, Avianca implemented over 30 initiatives aimed at improving accessibility for passengers with disabilities. In 2024, Avianca and WCS renewed their collaboration, focusing on biodiversity conservation in Latin America through a new commemorative design. In 2024, Avianca announced a new direct flight route from Bogotá to Chicago. 2024, Avianca proudly served as an ambassador for the country brand of Colombia. 2024, Avianca marked a decade of its direct service from Bogotá to London. 2024, Avianca introduced a new route linking Medellín with Panama City. 2024, Avianca entered into a partnership as the allied airline for COP16. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.